Hey guys, what's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. In the last few episodes, we talked about what to look for when being at the beach, close to river mouth, or being in the water in the evening, and how this relates to the presence of sharks. So I like now to use all these information and talk about situations. With situations, I refer to the S of the sane, the S in sane, of course. We have not talked about it or seen for quite a while now, but I hope you still recall what this concept stands for. It is the very shark-human interaction concept that allows to understand and get a handle of an interaction with a shark in no time. If I would use the definition of the situation as I have described it in the past, it would say something like the very interaction between a person and a shark in connection to all the influencing factors, aka the circumstances that affect this very relationship. So this means that we look at all the environmental influences like visibility, current, bottom structure, and so on, as well as our activity, our mental stages, etc. Although this may sound overwhelming, it is not. Whenever we jump in, for example, for a dive, and as soon as the bubbles clear and we're all in a regular position, we look around, check our equipment, and get ready to descend, right? It is this looking around that gives us an idea about the situation we're in or gonna be in no time. Of course, most of the time we have a dive briefing before and know what to expect, like current visibility structures, but we don't really know what to expect with regards to sharks. Are sharks close by? We get an idea right away. If they mingle on the bottom, hang out in the water column, staying in the current, and so on. All this will be the quote-unquote situation. I hope this explains a bit what all a situation entails. Of course, any time you're down there reflects the immediate situation. I mean, maybe you jump, of course you jump in, you look around, and it's still the same until you descend to the bottom, still the same. You turn around, all the shark shows up, so the situation changed. So it can change. It can influence the factors that you're surrounded. So mainly the ones of your immediate surroundings as well as the triggering factors and influence the presence of the sharks is what you try to figure out or are looking for. You may recall the term direction of episode 19, direction and add door into D part. There we discuss the different swim patterns which of course play right into a situation. So the way a shark approaches you can and does change the situation. Of course, the situation is completely different when you are a swimmer, because you're at the surface, or a snorkeler. Again, you're at the surface or a freediver, you're partially in the water column, but the corner points are all the same. You want to get an idea what goes around you with as many determining factors as possible. It goes without saying that you can never get a grip of all determining factors, but that, of course, is not really needed. What you try to understand or determine are the most influencing or most obvious factors like current, visibility, depth, of course, number of sharks, where they appear from, and so on. That does not mean that other factors, more subtle ones, do not exist. Of course, they do. But instead of getting all worked up in search for these less obvious factors just because you heard of them, it is better to get comfortable with the more prominent ones and understand their implications. But don't spend too much time on trying to figure it all out. And always keep an eye on the shark. And should he come closer? It quite often then it's obvious which factors play the most important role. I have been in a lot of encounters over the last few years and can't really call any situation that I have not been experienced. Of course, people sometimes ask me, hey Eric, what do I do when I jump in evening hours? Then I have to think, well, when was I in such a situation the last time, and then most of the time it comes to me. But the important thing is that even me, I prefer certain factors like good visibility, but the lower it gets, then I know the closer sometimes the sharks come, because they as well have a hard time to get a good look at you, and not just the other way around. So what I'm saying, your experience plays right into the situation that you're in as well. Now let's switch to situations that tell you that you should back off or even get out of the water. It can happen. There's nothing wrong with throwing in the towel and get out of the water. it happened to me as well. There was a shark. Everything was fine, but I just didn't go to read good read at the shark. The shark was maybe a little bit nervous, so I couldn't really figure out what's going on. Hey, nothing wrong to get out of the water. Of course, to determine such a situation needs experience. But my main rule for all the clients I teach is always the same. If you don't feel comfortable and can't relax, get closer to another person and try to calm down, get out of the water. There's nothing to prove among sharks. Some of them just trigger a feeling in us that is not warm and comfy. So listen to that inner voice, but try to understand where the feeling comes from. Because sometimes it's not just it's not the shark at all, but you're feeling tired. We're in a bad mood before you jumped in. Maybe had some alcohol the day before. Yes, it happens, and feel that the new equipment does not feel right, and so on. When we talked about the environment as part of a door, this E in a door, I think it was the episode 14, we got a bit into environments that can be uncomfortable. But there's also the experience, that would be the E part, insane, that affects our judgment, which is another part that we have to look into. We'll discuss that a bit later. You hang out with sharks or among sharks, the more situations you will experience, and the more you start figuring out which situations you like and which you don't. And in most cases, you can quickly determine if you will get comfortable within a few minutes or not. So if you see that you can't relax while the dive progresses, you should terminate it. Learning to read a situation is not an art, but the following of something like a tick list. Start with, for example, current, visibility, and for example, the distance a shark is from the bottom, as long as the bottom is in your reach when you're going to dive. Most of the time, you know which shark will be down there. If it's an oceanic white tip, well, you can pretty much sure it's in the water column below the surface. Same for a silky shark, but if you have a bull shark, well, most likely he stays right at the bottom. But anyway, current and visibility, it's kind of obvious. So, not so the shark's distance from the bottom, for example. So, if, let's say you want to jump in with a bull shark, and all of a sudden you jump in, the bull shark ascends right away, well, you can be pretty sure it is because of you. Knowing where the shark species that one can expect normally hangs out is really paramount to understanding a situation. But a situation to come can also be influenced even before you jump in, be it, again, that you feel sick or you jump in, have not enough weight and realizing it right away because you're still trying to get down, which then upsets you since the sharks are there, but your tension is divided between your failing descent and the animals present. So you see, a situation can be influenced right from the get-go or a little further down the road. So you may feel comfortable and jump in, but down the while you dive, you realize, something is off. Or the other way around, you jump in, not feeling comfortable, give it a few minutes, and you start to relax. I guess you can see that analyzing a situation can have many chapters, and the more we are aware of, the better we feel and can predict the developing situation. But then again, the main issue is, of course, that we have to consciously make the attempt of trying to understand. As we said a few times before during other episodes, fear comes from not understanding a situation, not knowing what the shark wants, what factor influences the situation the most, and so on. The more you're aware what you do, where you do it, and with whom you do it, I mean the sharks, the better you're off. So the most important thing is that whenever we jump in and want to be among sharks, that we make this conscious attempt to understand the situation we find ourselves in. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.